every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I was just fascinated when I read this story this morning. It's come out of left field. I didn't even realise the development of, a 60-day fresh milk product was underway. That's what it says here in the Courier Mail. Let me read it for you. Milk that stays fresh for 60 days is just months from domestic production, as the Sunshine Coast manufacturer fine-tunes world-first technology to vastly boost the shelf life of its products. It goes on to say food technology company Naturo has produced trial batches of the long-life fresh milk at its manufacturing plant in Coolum and is on track to finalise accreditation to sell domestically from late next month. Now, their early success with milk under its patented Halon process has attracted the attention of the federal government, which will today pump $1 million into the project under an accelerating commercialisation grant. They quote here the company founder, a chief executive, saying the company would first sell to commercial partners as it searches for a site for a major production facility capable of producing up to 10 million litres a year. He said the technology, which has been independently tested and validated, would allow fresh milk to be shipped throughout Asia for the first time once it reaches full production. He said even 60 days after production, the milk tasted just the same as day one. It's hard to get your head around this, isn't it? In circumstances like this, I go to an expert, and who better on this program than James Geraghty. James has been talking about matters dairy for years on 4CA. He's the State Councillor for Dairy Farmers Organisation Limited. Hello, James.
Morning, John. Morning, listeners.
Did you know this work was underway to develop a 60-day fresh milk product?
This is by pressurising the milk, John. If it's the same thing, yeah, we were aware of it. I have actually seen the product. It's groundbreaking work for sure.
How's it going? Well, let's talk about the product first before we talk about how it's going to impact on the dairy farmers on the tablelands. They're talking about the fact that now they'll be able to ship fresh milk to Asia. Specifically, what's been the issue in the past? I presume fresh milk is only fresh for, what, 3 or 4 days or something, is it?
Yeah, the cold chain compliance in those countries is a real... Like, even in New Guinea, cold chain compliance is one of the reasons that we stopped putting milk into New Guinea years ago.
What
so, given the shelf life of this product, I'm not sure if it has to... I'm pretty sure it does have to be refrigerated, but, just getting a product onto a ship and across to another country and then around that country in itself takes a lot of time. And this will ameliorate that problem.
Now, our milk here, our fresh milk, what do we have it for? A week or so, is it, generally
speaking? Yeah, 14 days maximum.
Is that so? Even though it says, you know, there's your use-by date, whatever it happens to be the 9th of January or something, you can generally speak and go a couple of days longer, can you?
Yep, normally. Look, as long as you keep it in the... off-market or non-scientific trials indicate that if that milk is kept in the fridge, taken out, used and put back in the fridge, it will last a lot longer than its use-by date. Okay. But it's always best to go by the use-by date.
Or rely on your nose.
Yeah, on your nose. Or do what I do, mate. Just make a cup of coffee and tip the milk in. If the milk separates, you don't want to drink it.
Okay. Oh, that's guaranteed to tell you. Now, James, let's go to what they've actually done. I mean, this is sounding like a huge breakthrough from, I don't know, 10 days to 60 days. Specifically, how's it done? You talked about the pressurisation progress. I don't understand.
Right, so my understanding of it, John, is that they, instead of heating the milk, which is what pasteurisation is, the milk is put under pressure to 2 atmospheres, and that will kill any bugs in the milk. And it's a cold pasteurisation, for want of a better term.
Isn't this interesting? I had no idea. So the pressure kills the bacteria, as the heat kills the bacteria. What's the difference, though, the 2 atmospheres pressure compared with the heating?
It doesn't, like, if you ultra heat treat milk, which will give it up to 12 months shelf life with no refrigeration, as long as it's packed in aseptic conditions, That heat treatment often gives it a burnt flavour. I know the Dairy Farmers brand of UHT, I could never taste that flavour, but with another brand that I won't mention, I was in a southern place. We were doing a course down there, and we had to buy food from and we ended up with UHT milk from down there. And mate, I halved my coffee consumption, and I refused to eat breakfast like cornflakes or that because of the taste of the milk.
Oh, really?
That was the first time I had ever tasted that flavour.
Wow. How did you describe it?
Yeah,
burnt flavour.
Technology moves on, and you know, this appears to be the new way of it. We did see a bottle of this milk up here a while back. We didn't get a chance to have a taste of it or anything, but you know, it has been in production and obviously going through trials and stuff like that. Back when this technology was first announced, probably 2 years ago, John, I actually contacted the inventor, for want of a better term, the name given, and just said to him, he said he wanted to put a pilot plant in every state of Australia. I just said to him, look, mate, if you want to put a pilot plant in Queensland, we're the only place you can do it, because we've got that milk spare here to our current requirements. You know, please contact us or Lion and let's get it on. Obviously, that didn't happen. But, yeah, look, I mean, technology is the answer in some respects. I mean, this will give consumers that don't have the opportunity to drink fresh milk, that opportunity going forward. And, you know, that's a hell of a positive for young people and old people and people that like milk.
I think you're suspicious it's going to taste a bit different, aren't you?
No, look, the from what I've read about it, no. They're saying it tastes exactly like milk.
Okay.
There is no difference. It's just with the heat treatment, it's got a burnt taste to it. Which I, like I say, I've drunk Dairy Farmers brand UHT milk for a long time, but I've never noticed that flavour.
Okay.
Whereas with the other brand, I really did notice that flavour. Look, I think this is a great thing if it gets a good product to more people, and that's what it appears to be going to do, John.
Okay. Now, what's the long-term impact, if any, on the producers on the tablelands? What, 43 dairy farmers left?
Yeah, look, there's a danger in this for us. If you want to look, you know, if you want to do a SWOT analysis of it, there's definitely a danger in this that they could pack this milk in Victoria and freight it up. But there's just not enough milk in Australia to make that a viable enterprise, I don't think. I think the cost of this will also be fractionally dearer, or definitely dearer. I've seen nothing to say that, but heat treating a volume of milk is simple as passing it through a pipe for a number of seconds at a given temperature. I suspect there's a, you know, the pressurising of milk will be something a little bit longer and dearer than that process.
Okay. The pasteurisation one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, putting that milk under two atmospheres of pressure, I'm not sure for how long. And, you know, that, like when I read about this, it was a couple of years ago, and they weren't giving out any technical details because I don't think their patent had come through at that time.
Now, before you go, give us an update on your farmgate returns. I think it's, what is it now, $2.39 for the 2 litre or whatever it is in the supermarkets. Is it getting through to you, to the farmers?
On the generic milk, no. We're still picking up. Look, when it went from $1 a litre up to $1.10, that 10 cents came through to us, and we're still getting that. The second 10 cents that it went up, John, that went in the retailers' pockets.
Oh, did it?
It was very disappointing for us. At one level, it was disappointing for us because when it went up the first 10 cents, there was a lot of politicians made a lot of noise about that, you know, they're always hurting the poorer people and things like that. And, you know, we understand that people have to have access to cheap products, you know, because everyone does it tough from time to time. But when the second 10 cents came on and it went straight in the retailers' pockets, John, there was no comments. There was nothing at all. And, I mean, I watch, you know, that's what I do, so I watch the media fairly well. There was no comments about it, and there never has been. And, yeah, someone said to me the other day, 2 litres is now $2.39. Mm. So, yeah, they're picking up 20 cents off that bottle and returning 20 cents to the farmers that produce it.
Okay.
Look, it's been it got a little bit wet back in June. It got a little bit dry at the end of the year. It's pretty good up here at the moment. We're getting rain nearly every day. The country looks fantastic. It probably looks the best it's looked in a couple of years. We'd love to see a bit more money in our pockets, John, and make a business decision. But, you know, we are where we are, and we're doing it pretty soft compared to a lot of people. We don't know where the purchase of lion by Bega goes. Bega takes over on the 25th, so we become an Australian-owned entity again. So Australian-owned, Australian-produced, Australian-processed and Australian-distributed and sold. So we're all looking forward to that. But yeah, everything just keeps going steady, and we hope to have some bloody good news down the track, that's for sure.
Yeah, good on you, James. Someone's trying to get through to you. I'll let you go.
Apologies. Thank you very much, John. Morning, listeners.
James Geraghty there. He's the State Councillor, Dairy Farmers Organisation Limited. That story, if you need more on that, where is it? Courier Mail, page 3 to down to the heading, Longer Life Milk is Udder, Udder, Genius.